Another audio boo. I've only just stopped one. Again, I've lost my dog at the moment I start doing it. Anyway, I'm sure she's about. We know whether there's a road. If more evidence was needed for myself as to the benefits of audio boo, this boo probably, when I'm listening back in years to come, will convince me. If I haven't already been convinced, which I entirely have, after my agoraphobic beating and all the help I've received just from finding like minds by being open and not trying to put any wall in between my brain and my mouth. Anyway, the last audio boo, you know, I'm sure I didn't intend to talk about Love Fresh, but if I ended up doing, and the benefit that has is there are a lot of thoughts that I've been keeping in my head, and it's nice to just get them out in an audio boo and, you know, maybe start facing up to the fact that Love Fresh is, for me it was a dream of passion. It was all about providing an empowered local food network for every community. But the people who claim to be the, you know, real supporters of that, I would say River Cottage claim the most. It's surprisingly hard to get any help. And frustrating, and makes you realise that the big wide world out there is essentially just looking after itself most of the time. And that's fine, you know, get on with it. Love Fresh was supposed to be something that would never preach. It would always just provide tools so communities could decide for themselves how their food systems will run, so that people could form cooperatives, so that farmers could empower each other by having a little bit more say when it comes to negotiating supermarket prices, all of that kind of stuff, in terms of contracts, that kind of thing, so they didn't all feel like little concerns being picked on by the big boys. I suppose it sounds a little bit trade unionist when I describe it like that, but it isn't. It's quite simply that a community that understands its food supply has more say in its food supply. A community that knows if it supports the guy down the road who produces lots of beautiful eggs from his very happy chickens, and doesn't charge them any more than the supermarket, you know, they can support him and he can thrive. And that was the idea, but it's not going to happen, I don't think. Someone else will do it. They'll have funds, they'll have sanity, and they'll do that. Anyway, this boo is because I had a thought. I love StarCraft 2, this new game that I've been playing for about a month. I'm not brilliant at it. I'm in the Bronze League. I do play a lot of 1v1 versus strangers, so competitively. And frankly, I just need the escapism of just, I kind of just embracing that for a little while. Stop thinking about Love Fresh, because it's not making me get any better. It's killing me a little bit inside, because it's a dream come true to make it, and it's a frustration come true to see it never reach its potential. Oh, excuse me. So, I think what I'm going to do is, because I feel like I'm on an up, I'm hoping this depression's just going away. It seems to be gradually. My character in StarCraft called Logan, specifically because of the film Logan's Run, which, if you remember, was both a superb film, which showed us a future without wishing to sound sexist, with people dressed up like Barbarella and lots of shiny silver bodysuits and shoulder wings. No, it showed us a future where everything was perfect, in fact, seemingly. But the deal was that you weren't allowed to live past 30. And Logan's Run was all about a chap trying to beat that. So, I call my character Logan because I'm 40. I just turned 40 this year. And they say life begins at 40, all of the rest of it. I don't buy that at all. Life feels no different. But I did think, you know, certainly I can't look back on my life as having had these two nervous breakdowns because of my career and think that I've been doing it right. Ever since a kid, I've been obsessive about computers. I'm, you know, a serial idearist. StarCraft is something that satisfies the former, but and the latter, it transforms it into a strategist. So I have to think, use my brain for strategy rather than racking it or having it buzz over all the time, thinking of random ideas. So, long story short, it's not a long story, it's only just begun. But what I think I'm going to do when I get back, and maybe tomorrow, or maybe when I get back, is set up a blog called Logan's Run or something like that. And then I'm going to stream myself playing StarCraft 2. Only a tiny little webcam pick in the bottom right hand corner, just so that, because I'll be talking, and it, I think it probably just, it's a big hurdle for me to sit in front of a webcam all day gaming. But maybe I won't have it on all the time, but I think that the thing will be, I will undertake to play 8 hours of StarCraft 2 a day. I'm actually lost. I've walked in a random direction and I can't remember where I've come from. Oh, there's a path here. Yeah, I think Korean pros practice for 8 to 10 hours a day. Just laddering, often, against strangers, but in pro houses, they obviously have pro teammates that they play against and practice specific things. But I'm just going to see what I can do, how good I can get at the game. And hopefully, you see, I have friends and they've got like things, people like have run a YouTube channel that they make funny little bits of animation for, and they make a little bit of, they make money out of it, you know, because of the adverts and hits. Now, I don't think that me playing online for 4 weeks, 8 hours a day, i.e. mimicking a pro's routine and streaming it, is going to be particularly money-making. It'll get viewers, but it's what the people that do get viewers do. And I'm just thinking, if I could get money for doing my favourite thing in life, gaming, then that'd be ace. Even if it was £200 a month, it would be brilliant, because it would eat into our deficit, our monthly deficit. And now I'm chatty, as you know, and hopefully personable, and we'll be willing, you know, we'll be more than happy to converse with people online, play friendlies against them, if they join the stream, chronicle my progress, see where I go. I'm in the Bronze League at the moment. I'm definitely improving. Over the weekend, I went from 63rd to 11th in my league after playing a lot of games. But if I'm going to be playing all these games, I might as well just stick up a channel, make a little blog and chronicle it as, you know, what can a 40-year-old man who would have, in his wildest dreams at 18, loved to have been a game developer or a gamer, you know, a pro gamer. They didn't exist back then. And the chances of me ever getting to a stage where I could compete with 21-year-old bright minds it won't happen. But the chances of me getting to, say, gold division or platinum, you know, they're definitely feasible. And I won't do that unless I practice a lot. I have no job. I need to keep myself busy, but don't particularly want to keep myself busy with my mind wearing over, which it will do if I let it. So this would be a good thing, maybe. I don't know, I'm sort of thinking out loud about it here now, but maybe I could do it as a sponsored thing for mental health charities or something, and then I could get, then when I go to Mind, like, the ironic thing is I've donated to Mind only £10 a month, but ever since I was 21, and I'm 40, so 19 years of £10 a month isn't too shabby. But I've never felt like I could call on their services, which is weird, even though I really need them probably. Now, I think it's just that part of my denial process, you know, I just, I'm very, very, very good at fooling myself and others that everything's fine, simply because of, because of very complicated reasons, according to the psychiatrist. Stretching back to going to a school I hated, basically, for 18 years, with parents I loved, who loved me going to the school, so, anyway. Yeah, didn't go to school for 18 years, till I was 18 years old. Anyway, so I think, like, if people are often saying, just do the things you love to do. Now, I love running communities. Game communities have been the things I've been most successful at, but I've run an audio community that was great until it got hacked and I couldn't fix it. That was Audio Booth. Love Fresh, unfortunately, because we haven't finished the build, never got to the community stage because we hadn't put the social features live. We've got actually them built, most of them now. We will put them out. I think we should just roll out what we've got now because it's actually a lot more impressive than what's live now. But we were waiting because we hoped to get funding and then roll it all out with a big fanfare with publicity and a PR person who could be public about stuff and not be me, you know, not be... And someone financial to advise us on the side. So, you know, the more you think about that, you more think, what kind of a fucking CEO is he? If he's not wanting to do the financial side and he's not mentally well enough to be consistently in public, you know, what sort of a CEO is he? And I ask myself that question very, very regularly. You know, there's a thing in app development or in tech that says it's not having an idea, it's seeing it through, and that I can do, and I've done it many times now. I've done it with various websites, that I can do. I used to do it with music all the time. I used to organise parties and DJ a lot and that kind of thing when I was young. I've finished many, I'm a finisher, but I've also got limitations now that are really quite hard to deal with. When you've been a negotiator for as long as I was, you find it very surprising when you find yourself unable to negotiate and almost trembling at the thought of thinking about the money side of things. It's just not easy. I don't know why. So I'm just going to do something I love, which is game. And I'll do it for a month, and I'll do it 8 hours a day, and I'll stream it all. And it'll be a social media experiment. if that's what you'd call it. I don't know. It'll be interesting from my point of view to have a time frame to see how long it takes a 40-year-old man without the agile brain of an 18-year-old. You should see the Koreans play. They play at such fast speed in terms of how they control their strategy and their building of their units and stuff. They're just amazing. 400 actions per minute, I've heard mentioned, which is 400 key presses a minute, which is quite scary when you think about it. See how I can do in a month at 40. If nothing else, other people who are my age and love gaming will see roughly what... the improvement curve is like over a month of solid practice, so that they know just how long it's going to take them, giving or taking their skill differences with me in terms of just natural gaming ability. But, I don't know, frankly, it's probably me just accepting that StarCraft's about the only thing that takes my mind off everything and keeps it from racing quite so heavily. And so, I've kind of chosen it as my distraction for the time being. It's not a creative thing, which is an unusual thing for me as a distraction, because usually I've gone for something more creative, but it is a gaming thing, and gaming... I don't know, I There's a lot of us about. There's a lot of nerds about who've been really into computers since they were teens, but have usually been shunned by some friends, a lot of friends, just as geeks and square, you know, what do you do wasting time at that computer? All you're doing is playing games, all of that kind of thing. And it's always felt a bit unfair, because that isn't all you're doing when you're into computers the way I and lots of others are. You might play games, for sure. Games are great. Playing is great. Team play is great. Talking to people online and playing a game with them is unbeatable. But certainly, you know, only 2 years ago, I think, or 1 year ago, it must have been two, my brother-in-law said to me something along the lines of, isn't it about time you got off your computers? You know, as though it was some kind of childhood activity, which just really got to me because, you know, when I was a child, I went to a doctor's that told my mum and dad I couldn't use computers because that was why I was depressed, which is just clearly bollocks and really affected. I've talked about it before, but really affected me. Got me pulled out of the computer club at school that was only, I don't know, 4 men when I joined it, 8 men when I left it, in a school of 900. You know, it's the only thing I was good at the school, and I had this random doctor who didn't know what she was talking about prevent me from doing it anymore. So instead I went and got bullied playing rugby and hung on the coat hanger occasionally by the rugby coach when I didn't want to play. Probably didn't happen as many times as I feel like it happened, but the few times it did happen, I just, you know, it had a big impact on me then. And anyway, random gibber. I'm gonna do this. I think it might be entertaining for others. It might not. Either way, I'm gonna be gaming that much that I'll be having a great time, and it'll keep me distracted. It'll give me something to write up on my blog. I can introduce people to this great game, StarCraft 2, which I would call definitely an e-sport. It's as much fun to spectators as it is to play. Once you know a little bit about the game, there's a lot of strategies involved, and many permutations of those strategies. It's just real. You'd have to see it to believe it. Oh, come in, Pops. There's a car coming. We're here. We're home. That's a good girl. There's a car coming along the road. So, yes, thank you, Audio Boo. You've got me home. Wish my mind had settled down. I'm sure it's just the change of pills. But maybe Logan's Run. I'll post a link on Twitter or something when I start it. But I've got a channel called Logan_PS for play stuff on Twitch TV.
Hello, Missy.
Hi.
Hello, Mister.